today on the first part of the morning show, we put the focus on Riverdale. We had promised the other day when Mr. Campbell was here that we would have some of the actors on for this upcoming presentation. Dramatic readings of the works of Edgar Allan Poe. Talk about Riverdale drama a little bit. And in fact, the drama director, Mrs. Katie Fritz, is here today. Are you excited about the upcoming production?
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited anytime we do a production. So we're very happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
Riverdale has kind of a rich history in this department, right?
It does. We've done our one acts consistently over the past, gosh, probably 30-something years, and we've made it to state almost every year. Mr. Simonson has been leading it for about 30 years, so I get to work with him, and we have just the club. We don't actually have a class. So with just the club, we still do so much with drama, and it's so much fun, and the kids are so into it.
It's not actually a class then, so it's an after-school meeting from time to time?
After school for rehearsals, and I apologize to any of the parents out there. I feel like I say this every time for our spring play rehearsal scheduled. You guys have been super cooperative, but we go late into the night, sadly, and because of sports and everything else that goes on. But these guys, they come in after school, after practices. We have kids that come in after baseball games or softball games, and they're tired, but they're still there and they're rehearsing because they love to do it.
Indeed. I think you have to have a love for it. It sounds like these students do then, don't they?
They absolutely do.
Sure. And you did well last fall at the play or the state competition, right?
We did really well. We made it to sectionals. We unfortunately did not make it to state last year, but I think it was our first year in probably 15 years to not make it to state. So I think they did amazing, and it was a lot of hard work for them.
How did you come upon the decision to put on some plays and mysteries from Edgar Allan Poe?
Well, so we had to get a little creative this year because our date for the spring play was pushed back into May. Normally, we're here in March, if you remember, because our spring play is usually then. And pushing it back later into the year means that we conflict for our rehearsals with all of the sports. We have track, we have baseball, we have softball. I'm sure I'm missing one. And so all of our kids are in all of these other things. So in order to take care of that, we were like, well, we need to find something that we can rehearse because we can't get everyone here at once for rehearsals. And we were just kind of spitballing ideas. And we were like, hey, let's do a dramatic reading of Edgar Allan Poe. It takes some of the pressure off the kids, especially the ones that are in sports, and it makes it more fun, I think, because Edgar Allan Poe is just so spooky, and to be able to sit there and do a dramatic reading of it, they can have so much fun with it and not have that pressure.
Do they do some acting with it, or do they just step up and read?
It'll be more vocal and facial acting, because if you've ever read Edgar Allan Poe, everything's first person. He's telling the story as it happened in the past, so it's almost like sitting with your grandpa, except he tells you really creepy stuff instead of, you know, fun stories from his childhood. And so we're kind of bringing that essence in and then letting the kids push it out, but they're going to be doing mostly vocal acting and facial acting.
Once upon a midnight dreary, right?
Yes, once I pondered weak and weary. Yes.
The Raven.
The Raven. We're going to be doing
The
Raven. That is one of them. We know for sure we'll be doing The Raven, The Black Cat, and The Telltale Heart. We're trying to see if we've got enough time to squeeze in The Fall of the House of Usher, but that one's a beefy one, so we may not have enough time to do that.
Time as far as preparation and getting everybody involved?
Not so much the preparation, but more stage time, because we don't want everyone to have their bottoms numb in the seats after, you know, 2.5 hours. So that's the hard thing. We want to keep it close to an hour and a half as possible. So both Simonson and I both want to put more into it, and we're sitting there having to rein ourselves back in so that we don't have an audience that is like, this is great, but this hurts. Don't we get an intermission?
Where will it be put on at then?
We're going to have it at the Riverdale High School, the little theater in the Riverdale High School. And if you come on Friday or Saturday at 7 p.m., I'm sure we will have someone that will be able to direct you. We'll have actors out there with the airplane lights or something.
Show it where to go there. Absolutely. In the studio today, we have Delaney Imhoff, Vivian Benedict, and Adrian Rush, and they are all seniors. Why did you bring this group with you?
Well, we try with the spring play when we come and talk to you guys. We want want to have an opportunity for our seniors who have usually worked with us for all 4 years. I know Delaney here has. Vivian has been at Riverdale since her sophomore year, so she's at 3 years. Adrian, I think, is her second year with us. Yeah.
Good deal. Delaney, you're kind of a veteran of this morning show thing, aren't you?
I am. I haven't been interviewed personally, but I have been on the radio for our radio play.
That's right. Yes. And that's gone pretty well, hasn't it?
Yes, I believe so. It's always fun to come here and to use the microphones and interact with you guys. It's great.
So why did you join Riverdale Drama Club originally? Do you know?
Originally, it was to be with my friends, but then all of my friends decided, well, this isn't for me. And I decided, well, I'm kind of dramatic, so I feel like it works out.
But you probably found a new group of friends, didn't you?
Yes. And my brother and I, ever since he's been able to join, he has been in it. And so it's been great working with him. It's been great that we've had this to be able to bond over, I feel.
Tell me about the part that you'll be reading this weekend.
I believe I will be in the Telltale Heart with my brother, so that'll be great. I have to do a little more practice on it.
Okay. Were you familiar with the work of Edgar Allan Poe before this was the assignment?
I knew of him. I knew his writing style from English. We had read the Telltale Heart for 8th grade, I believe, so I'm familiar with that work, but the others, I am not.
Are you a fan of mysteries?
I am. I do love a good mystery book.
And there are some mysteries within, right?
Yes, I believe so. Well, obviously in the Telltale Heart and the Heart in the Floorboards.
Tell me about some other things you're involved in at Riverdale.
I am involved in forensics. I made it to state this year. I've made it to state for the past 3 years, so that's been great. I've been a part of powerlifting for all 4 years. I was a part of volleyball, but I tore a ligament in my hand, so sadly that wasn't a possibility to continue with. I'm involved in lots of different clubs, art club, president, just different things like that. So I've been involved in quite a bit.
It sounds like it. What about the categories for forensics?
Forensics. I was actually in radio speaking. So
great.
This was great. All 4 years I did radio speaking. This year I did a second category, which was the special group or the best special speech. So I had to do my interview for a reality TV show for forensics.
Fun.
Yes.
What was the subject of the reality TV show, by the way? Do you remember?
It was a dentist reality TV show that I was applying for, and I was this Midwest Miami Barbie, which really doesn't make sense, but it does. It worked really well.
Interesting. So you had to play the part.
Yes,
and do the interview.
Yes, I did.
The radio speaking category, for those that don't know, that can be a little bit nerve-wracking because you've got to prepare that in a certain amount of time, don't you?
So nerve-wracking. You get 30 minutes and you have a timer. Yes, you're only in a room with one person, but often they're staring at you. So it's very nerve-wracking. And you're delivering information like breaking news, and you're supposed to do it in a certain way. And then when you do like the commercials and stuff, you're really selling your product. So that it was fun to do, but it was very challenging work. But my coach, Miss Stanek, was great.
I bet. It's great for future, though, for the future, because you're going to have things like this in life that are going to put you, you know, in the corner a little bit, and you got to work your way out.
Yep. I feel like it has really helped my public speaking and being able to work with people in retail jobs and just interacting with people. It's helped me quite a bit.
Wonderful. Well, we'll come back to you. Thanks for joining us, Delaney. Vivian Benedict is here as well. Vivian, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you back in the studio with us.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
You've been here in other regards for Riverdale. Were you here with the play in the wintertime?
Yeah, I've been here for the radio play for the past 3 years that I have been in Drama Club. And I've been here quite a few times before.
The radio play is a little different because people aren't looking at you when you're acting, you know? That's a little bit different thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely takes some of the pressure off to not have people looking at you. But it also applies a different kind of pressure to make sure that your vocals are interesting and engaging to an audience.
Speaking of which, now, when you're reading the works of Edgar Allan Poe, then, do you have to do some voice inflections?
Yes. You have to be a lot more interesting with the way you're using your voice and the way that you're delivering the lines, because there isn't as much stage direction and there isn't as much physical acting. So you're really relying on pretty much just your voice and your face to deliver an experience to the audience. So you have to be more exaggerated and animated with your voice for the reading.
Well said. And is it tough reading?
I don't know if I would say it's tough. I would say that it's very distinct in what it is.
He was an American poet, so maybe it's easier than Shakespeare for me, I would think.
Definitely easier than Shakespeare. I'd say the wording is a lot easier. I'd say the Christmas play that we did this year was a little harder than Poe to read. But I really like his style of writing, so I'm not having too hard of a time with rehearsal so far, and I'm honestly excited to put this on.
And what part will you be reading then?
I am in The Raven and The Telltale Heart. We aren't doing like specific like characters, since there aren't those, but we have the different plays broken up into lines and paragraphs and quotes and stuff like that. So it's interesting.
It's coming down to the end of the year. I know you've been busy getting ready for the end of the school year. What are some other things you're involved in at Riverdale Schools?
Well, I'm involved in Leo Club, Science Club, and I'm second year president of our GSA. We've been busy running like the earth science stuff. I did the shirts for this year's Earth Day. I'm volunteering for Mushroom Fest with Leo Club. I'm making the shirts for our GSA this year. And I'm pretty sure that's it.
You've been busy.
Yeah, it's been a busy year. I have a lot going on.
Have you found any mushrooms, though? That's the key. You got the... Oh, you did? Okay, Delaney did. All right. It's that time of season. The Mushroom Festival is coming up in a couple of weeks, and I know the school gets involved in that a lot. So you're coming down to the end of the year. Is it kind of bittersweet for you as seniors?
Yeah, it's nice that I'm leaving high school, and it's nice to be starting something new, but it's also really scary because, you know, I don't know how the world works. I don't know any of this stuff. Like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know how taxes work. I don't know how jobs work. I barely know how my car works. It blew up the other day. I don't know any of this stuff.
Oh, your car blew up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
My motor just kind of blew up the day after my birthday.
Parts literally all over.
Yeah, the piston blew up. There's oil and parts all over the road down by the classic car repair place. I need a new car.
That can be a problem.
Yeah, it can be.
Well, at least you admit it, because when I was your age, I thought I knew it all. So you're admitting that you got to learn a few things.
Oh, I know nothing.
That is awesome. We'll come back to you for more, Vivian. Adrian Rush is here. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about the upcoming Edgar Allan Poe reading. What are you looking forward to the most about it?
So for this, it was a little bit rushed. There was some unfortunate things that happened, but I'm excited to do this because we'll be able to express a bit more into the a realm that I'm not too...
But it's kind of taking you out of your comfort zone, then, in other words.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. It would me, that's for sure. So is it difficult reading the piece that you read? Is it tough to kind of get that across?
Well, this one, I have at least a bit of practice from when we are reading the Shakespeare. That was much harder because, as we know, Shakespeare kind of just makes up words sometimes. So this, I feel like reading Edgar Allan Poe, it's very flowy when you're reading it. And that's what I do. I really like about that. Poems.
What's the title of the poem that you'll be a part of then?
I'll be in The Black Cat and The Raven.
Why should people come and see you? A plea to the public. Why do you think it's a good idea to come and support the Riverdale students this weekend?
Well, you know, it'll be a fun time. It'll be something new. I'm sure a lot of people, at least I haven't, heard a lot of Edgar Allan Poe, and it'd be fun seeing a bunch of students read it to you. Yeah.
Great. Why did you first get involved with Riverdale Drama Club?
Mostly my friends. I've been a bit of a loner my whole high school life, so I haven't really participated in a lot, but I finally, in my senior year, well, actually, no, junior year, I started getting out there. My friends helped me. And I've always been interested in theater. It's like a beautiful thing to see people on stage acting out these things, you know. But, yeah, my friends.
That's wonderful. Other clubs you're involved in at Riverdale or other interests?
Not many. I'm in GSA and choir and theater, and that's it. I'm hoping to maybe explore a bit more into my interests when I get into college to make up for, like, what I missed out. No.
Right. That's great. So what about college? Where are you thinking about heading to next year, then?
I'm thinking Madison. I'm looking to get some sort of computer science degree. I've planned to take my next year off so I could really like delve into what I'm interested in, see how I want like my life to go.
I think that's smart. Absolutely. So is it kind of sad coming down to the end of your days at Riverdale?
It is a little sad. But it's a new experience where, you know, again, you're leaving your comfort zone to go into this whole new world that, you know, I've never experienced before. You've just known school and, you know, for some people work, but, you know, home. And now you're starting a whole new life.
Leaving the nest a little bit then, mm-hmm. In other words. Vivian, what would you like to do? Where would you like to go as far as your post-Riverdale days?
Well, I'm starting an associate's degree through Madison Area Technical. I'll be starting it online, staying here, doing some work. Maybe in the future I'll do hybrid or in-person school there. Maybe I'll go for a higher degree. I'm doing it in marketing. Maybe I'll go for something else, but I don't really know for sure what I want to do for the future.
Keep the options open.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for the both of you, you've had a good foundation at Riverdale. Favorite classes that you've been in, or you have a favorite teacher?
Mr. Wormick.
I love Mr. Wormick.
All of his science classes. I think I've taken most of them, but one. It's just, he's a shout out to Mr. Wormick out there.
We love you, Mr. Wormick.
Yeah. He's a great teacher. His classes are always fun to take. There's fun labs to do. It's just always an adventure.
Yeah, Mr. Wormick was in the studio with us recently. So, and again, some of these classes, I'd like to be a fly on the wall, you know, and kind of take part in it because you're very lucky, very fortunate to have the good educators you do.
So. Yeah, I'd say my favorite classes, it's tied between forensic science and my woodshop classes. I really love all of the, like, artistic classes and the artistic stuff, like the theater, the painting, the drawing, the woodshop. So I love the building stuff. And I just love forensic science because I'm really interested in the psychology behind all of the serial killer stuff. Morbid, but mm-hmm. It's interesting. And so those are my favorite classes. I also enjoyed the meat butchering class I took through Southwest Tech.
Mm-hmm. So good. Maybe some avenues you could go as far as a career someday then, it sounds like.
That's what I'm thinking.
Wonderful. What about you over here, Delaney? Favorite class at Riverdale?
Favorite class at Riverdale? I don't really have a favorite. I had favorite categories. I have taken most of the business classes through Riverdale. Mr. McKay, love him. Miss Stanek's Englishes, I love when we do like forensics and debate, lots of games, very fun class at Riverdale. And then any of I really liked the art classes, but I'm more the arts, English, history is my ballpark. I really, really enjoy it. And I love the ones where we get to give back. My favorite class right now is probably the where we go and we help the younger kids. I have a seventh grade class. I am in Miss Clickle's class, our new teacher, our new AP Psych teacher. She's amazing. She's our FBLA coach. Shout out seventh grade. It's seventh hour. Perfect. They're great. Wonderful. Love them. So that's probably been my favorite class.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. What about your favorite era of history to study?
History. Okay. So probably World War II, the Holocaust. I have been to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. twice. I want to visit the museum that was Auschwitz, that's now a museum. I think everyone should read up on their history. I think it's important for the times, even now. I think the state of the world, everyone should know what happened and just that we need to not spread hate and love. Yeah. We should spread love. So, yeah.
Well said. What about college? Have you thought about your post-Riverdale days?
Yes, I am already halfway through my associate's degree at Southwest Tech.
Good for you.
Yes. So
you're
Riverdale,
an eager beaver there a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, Riverdale offers so many classes through the dual credit program. I mm-hmm. suggest everyone, every school, someone, if you don't have access to it, please look into it. It is so wonderful. Shout out my father and everyone at the Tech, Dan Imhoff, he's great. But I also have a position there in recruiting for the summer, and I will be hopefully graduating with my associate's degree December of 2027. And then I plan on transferring to a larger college for a bachelor's degree in business management.
Well, good for you. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
We know you'll do well because of your good foundation at Riverdale.
Yes.
So, Mrs. Fritz, I can see why I brought these seniors. They did a great job here this morning.
They are amazing. In fact, these are actually the only seniors we have in the play this year. Normally, we have about five or six, so we're only losing three this year. But and we're going to be very sad to see them go, but we are so excited to see where they go and how far they go in life, because I know all three of these guys are going to go really far. Now, I'm going to get a little emotional because Vivian is my daughter, so I do apologize. The fact that she's all grown up and leaving me eventually is tough, but I'm sure you'd like to hear everybody who's in the play. I do have a list of that.
Sure.
Obviously, we have Delaney Imhoff, Adrian Rush. I almost did
you
it
did
again.
It.
Abe Schaefer, Olivia Miller, Allison Adams, Addison Putz, Mavana Sarbuck, Sienna Deglow, it's Deglow, I know, Archer Imhoff, Mark Willie, Mark Wilkie, I'm so sorry, Mark. I put Adrian twice, and Vivian Benedict. So as you've been asking them about what their parts are, there aren't really any character parts for them to have because Edgar Allan Poe always talks first person and he doesn't, you know, write scripts exactly. So we do have them broken down. So they have parts in a piece, but they don't necessarily have, you know, actor number one or, you know, Mrs. Dumbledore or whatever, you know. So that's why they're, when you ask them what their parts are, they're kind of going, deer in headlight look here. But they do all have parts, and they are doing amazing at it. It's so much fun to watch them with this and really explore using their voice and their facial expression to get the message across.
Performance is coming up this weekend at Riverdale School, 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday night. Tickets reasonable, just at
$5. Five whole dollars? That's less than a cup of coffee nowadays.
Yes, it is. So we hope people will support you coming up here. Anything else you'd like to add today, Katie?
We just want to thank you so much for letting us be here and let these seniors talk, because they got whole life ahead of them, and it's kind of nice to take a moment and honor that. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, you know what? I've had a chance to interview lots of seniors from the area schools, and I think we're in pretty good shape. Class of 2026 seems to be getting it all together.
They seem to. They seem to have it together.
Thanks for coming in today. Mrs. Katie Fritz, Delaney Imhoff, Vivian Benedict, and Adrian Rush on this portion of the morning show.